Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. 3 17-year-olds were killed and a 15-year-old was injured when a car crashed in Limerick Tuesday night fleeing police. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The Montgomery County DA's office says Limerick Township Police were called to the target at Ridge Pike and Township Line Road around 9 p.m. for a reported theft in progress. When they tried to stop a car believed to be involved, the car fled and crashed at 9:15 on Ridge Pike, about a mile and a half from the target. Three teenagers were pronounced dead at the scene, all 17 years old, Gabrielle Cooper, Nasir Yauk, and Sanaya Nuswan. A 15-year-old was taken to the hospital, but officials are not releasing his name. Owen J. Roberts School District Superintendent Will Stout sent a message to the community saying two current students and a former student were killed in a crash, another seriously injured. The message says grief counselors are available through the school, and it asks to keep the families in your thoughts as they go through this difficult time. Owen J. Roberts graduation ceremonies are scheduled for Friday. Montgomery County detectives are investigating the crash.
Police say a Nazareth man shot and killed his in-laws Tuesday night inside their Northampton County home. As KYW's Matt Coughlin reports, police say the killings happened in front of the man's two children.
34-year-old Zeman Fay is charged with two counts of homicide. Police say he shot and killed his in-laws Robert and Gretchen Ackerman, both in their 70s. Palmer Township Police in Northampton County say they were called to a home on Glasgow Way about 7 p.m. When they arrived, a gunman, later identified as Fay, met them at the door. Northampton County District Attorney Stephen Verrata says it was a tense confrontation.
The police directed that the male drop his weapon. He didn't initially comply. It required several commands. He finally dropped his weapon, and he was detained at that point.
Inside, they found Robert Ackerman dead. Gretchen Ackerman died en route to the hospital. Police found Faye's two children, ages 5 and 4, hiding in a room next to where the Ackermans were found. Faye told police he was served with divorce papers earlier Tuesday. He went to a gun shop, bought a revolver, used a hammer to smash his way into his in-law's home, and shot both in-laws in the head.
Transit advocates from across Pennsylvania rallied on the State House steps Wednesday morning for funding to stave off deep service cuts. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Jayla Fitzgerald, a student at Philadelphia's Academy at Palumbo, told the State House crowd that she would suffer if SEPTA's threatened cuts become reality.
Because high school students don't get provided with school buses, SEPTA is our school bus that we need and use in order to get to our schools.
Philadelphia Democratic State Rep Ben Waxman said he's getting 100 calls a week from people asking for SEPTA to be fully funded.
It will be a catastrophe if these budget cuts are allowed to go through.
Governor Shapiro proposed a nearly $300 million increase for mass transit in his state budget. Speaking in Philadelphia Wednesday, Shapiro said his transit funding discussions with the Republican-led Senate continue.
The Senate asked if I'd consider putting funding for roads and bridges together with mass transit. I was already planning to do that. happy to do that.
A new bill in New Jersey would create a centralized database for available affordable housing units so people can more easily see their options. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us the legislation has passed both chambers in Trenton and is awaiting Governor Phil Murphy's signature.
Navigating the affordable housing market has been a challenge even for those who know what they're doing. Under this law, towns would be required to submit quarterly reports to the State Department of Community Affairs about affordable senior and veteran housing with information on if applications are being accepted, if there's a wait list, and bill sponsor Assemblyman Cody Miller says there are also instructions on how to apply.
What this directory will do is it will allow people to be able to access that information and determine what's available for them. And I think with the affordability crisis that we have in the state of New Jersey, we have to make it available and accessible for people to know that there is affordable housing options.
Miller says nobody has the time to make dozens, if not hundreds, of phone calls to see what's available, as is the case now.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.